NPR News in Washington. I'm Jack Spear. As the United States Supreme Court takes up a case about the constitutionality of a controversial drug, executions in Oklahoma are on hold. Rachel Hubbard of member station KOSU has more.
The execution of Richard Glossop was scheduled for Thursday, but a stay issued by the U.S. Supreme Court means his execution and those of two other inmates are now on hold. The Supreme Court will review the use of midazolam, a sedative used that is part of a three-drug cocktail in Oklahoma executions. Some scientists say midazolam causes unnecessary pain during the execution process. If unnecessary pain is caused, it would make use of the drug unconstitutional. Oral arguments before the court are set to begin April 29th, 1 year from the date Oklahoma bungled the execution of Clayton Lockett with an experimental execution protocol that used midazolam. Lockett did eventually die on the execution table. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Hubbard in Oklahoma City.
Israel says two of its soldiers were killed and seven others wounded in an attack from Lebanon today. As NPR's Emily Harris reports from Jerusalem, the militant group Hezbollah claimed responsibility and Israel struck back.
The soldiers were killed when anti-tank fire hit their vehicle in the disputed Sheba Farms area between Lebanon and the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. An Israeli military spokesperson said a barrage of mortar fire later targeted military positions around the area, and Israel retaliated with hits on Hezbollah positions from the ground and the air. Hezbollah implied in a statement today's attack was in response to a strike last week in Syria, widely attributed to Israel, that killed Hezbollah fighters and an Iranian general. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
President Obama today praised outgoing Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel as a true American, who he said has devoted his life to the nation. At an official farewell ceremony for Hagel at Joint Base Fort Myer-Henderson Hall in Virginia, Obama also praised the Defense Secretary for strengthening U.S. partnerships in the Middle East and presiding over the transition out of Afghanistan.
After more than 13 years, our combat mission in Afghanistan is over, and America's longest war has come to a responsible and honorable end. Because of Chuck's direction, a strategic review has made difficult choices in a time of tight budgets, while still making sure that our forces are ready to be called on for any contingency.
Hagel resigned abruptly in November under pressure from the president. Obama's nominee to replace Hagel, Ashton Carter, is yet to be confirmed by the Senate. Oil company BP announced today it plans to sell its stake in an emerging oil-producing region in the Gulf of Mexico to rival Chevron. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. However, under the agreement, the two companies, along with ConocoPhillips, would then work jointly on developing the oil fields. Stocks, after bouncing around a bit, closed lower again today. The Dow down 195 points to 17,191. You're listening to NPR. Jordan's foreign minister is requesting proof that a Jordanian pilot reported to be a captive of the group calling itself the Islamic State is still alive. Jordan saying it's willing to swap an Iraqi woman prisoner involved in deadly 2005 hotel bombings for the pilot, but has not received proof of life. The group has been threatening to kill not only the pilot, but also a Japanese journalist being held hostage. However, if such a deal is reached, it could set a precedent for negotiating with the militant group. In Rock Hill, South Carolina today, a judge cleared the records of some of the first civil rights protesters to go to jail for sitting at a whites-only lunch counter. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports they're credited with launching the jail-no-bail strategy against Jim Crow.
The so-called Friendship Nine, most of them students at nearby Friendship College, staged a sit-in at the McCrory's Five and Dime lunch counter in downtown Rock Hill 54 years ago. The state agreed to vacate their 1961 trespassing convictions because they were based on unjust segregation laws. Judge John Hayes granted the motion.
We cannot rewrite history, but we can write history.
Clarence Graham is one of the Friendship Nine.
Even though we were treated unjustly, still nonviolence prevailed. And to today, that's our message to young people.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Health officials in California say electronic cigarettes may be a health threat to children. As a result, they say the products should be more strictly regulated, like tobacco products. A report released by the California Department of Public Health says e-cigarettes emit cancer-causing chemicals can also cause problems. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.